And welcome to the, we're going to call this the Raw and Real recording for July 2016, manifesting to the max. My name is Mr. 2020.
And I'm Victoria.
And you've got us both here live. So here's what's really cool. Just for a quick recap, so this is the intro to the Raw and Real closing recording for... get it? It's the intro to the closing.
Yeah.
So here we are. Victoria's heard the three intro recordings that you have. She hasn't heard the three 30-minute recordings that you also have.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so which is really cool because if we both... So obviously I made them. You know that. You've listened to them. But if she would have heard them, she would have had time to prepare what we're talking about.
Yeah.
So we get to actually flirt and talk a little bit live like we do on the show, but in a different atmosphere, in a different way, not having to... it's just different. So let's do a real quick recappy kind of thing. We're sitting here in the cottage, by the way, and it's just absolutely lovely. The boys are in the house. They've got some body parts to chew on, hopefully not each other's. And... I guess what I want to do, besides just bumping back into the models we've been discovering this month and exploring this month and so on, is invite you to just play a lot more for fun. Because it really, from what I can tell, this really is supposed to be fun. You know, this whole adventure of a lifetime is supposed to be fun.
Hmm.
And so there's my beginning bit. How about you?
I really like, you did the intros, but we also discussed it on the Feel It Run videos, the 18-inch adventure.
Yes.
And I hadn't really thought about it before, and I love noticing when it goes down to the belly. I love that.
Well, when I said in one of the videos, yeah, by the way, you'll have links to all these so that you can watch them on YouTube anytime. You can also find them on feelitrealfun.com. We're talking to videos, I believe it's 51 to 60 approximately.
Mm.
So in the first couple, we explore the 18-inch adventure. Then we add in ignition on the last couple. And we even continued it on 61 today, this morning.
Yeah.
And... What I find really cool with this is the stuff that's happening all the time, but we don't notice it's happening all the time.
Mm.
And I gotta admit, I love you in the garden. I love you everywhere, but I love you in the garden because it's probably one of the fastest areas where I notice you imagine something to the point where your body moves on it.
Yeah.
And...
Yeah, I really get that because I know how we've talked about the tump area and how I want to get steps in it, but I haven't. So I've thought I want steps. I've brought it to the heart. Oh, yeah, some steps somehow going, traversing the tump.
Listen to her tones. She's but not faking this. This is how she's breathing.
But I just don't know where they're meant to, where I want them yet.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I haven't acted yet on that.
She hasn't moved down to the belly.
Mm.
I find models interesting. A lot of people, the most commonly taught model in the world is probably carrot stick. Some people are motivated by carrots, other people by sticks. And if that model was actually comprehensive enough, everyone would be motivated. Because all you'd have to do is just go, is Victoria carrot or stick? She's whatever she is, and then boom, out she goes. From what I can tell, motivation is a little bit different than carrot stick. And carrot stick is nice. The head goes, oh, yeah. Are they a carrot person or a stick person?
Well, what's carrots? Is that that's towards or away from?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, got you.
And motivation is a lot more comprehensive than that. And I get it's the same with this. When people say, well, I just don't feel nothing. What I love about what you just shared is you shared, yeah, you know what? I'm thinking about steps.
Mm.
And oh, my God, yeah, steps would be nice. Oh, yeah, I like the idea of steps. And the heart just showed up. But we didn't make it to the belly.
No.
And the cool thing is, if you know this model, you get to go, oh, wow, yeah, I'm not screwed up, and it's not that I'm doing feel it real wrong, and it's not that, you get to just go, I didn't make it to the belly. How cool is this?
Yeah, yeah.
And so the head and the heart, the head gets to go, I didn't make it to the belly. The head will apply the model.
Yeah.
The heart gets to celebrate, oh my God, I just noticed I didn't make it to the belly. The heart can also go, hey, why don't you go to the belly? The heart can also feel frustration, which is cool. And at some point, you will know, you will journey to the belly and you'll know, right, this is where the steps go. This is what they're made of. I've already found myself looking online for the heavy things.
Yeah, I like heavy things.
Victoria loves heavy things.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I was thinking how some people say, it just doesn't feel, it just doesn't feel right. Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
So maybe they'll think about something, they'll start feeling it in their heart. It might be an excuse just to go back up to the head, but it could be for something like this, because I have gone back up to the head because, yeah, I want steps, I'll feel steps, but I haven't. But then it's gone back up to the head to think, where do I want them to be? And it's almost like I know as soon as, like, I feel convinced about it, then it'll go straight down to the belly and, yeah.
And boom.
Yeah.
So this room we're sitting in here, this is really cool. So in the old mud brick cottage here that was built in the 60s, the windows, most of the material of the cottage, except for the mud, was all reclaimed material. So it was, when they built the cottage in the 60s, it was, the tin roof was old tin, a couple layers of it. The windows were old windows, these will fit.
Yeah.
And of course they fit. They were just building it, and it was like, these are what we found, they will fit. And
yeah.
and there were all these horizontal windows, and it just, it would have been cool for them and so on. But we've ended up replacing all these windows. These old horizontal windows are out, and we've replaced them with vertical windows that are almost the full length of the wall, so they're almost like French doors. And what did that feel like to you? I remember when we talked about it, when I said, you know what, I could see French doors there.
Mm.
And then we talked about it, and I went to the heart, and what was it like buying the windows? What was it like having them put in?
Oh, it was fantastic. I wasn't convinced on French doors. I don't know why.
What's cool?
It's beautiful how now that they're there. Yeah.
It never fully became French doors.
No.
These windows look like French doors, but they're not French doors.
Mm.
I was never fully convinced on French doors.
Mm. Yeah.
So the mind wasn't satisfied with French doors. The heart liked the way it felt, from what I hear.
Mm.
And then we found the windows.
Yeah.
Yeah, and when you found the windows, how long of a road trip was that?
Oh, was it a couple of hours?
Yeah,
so
we end up, we jump in the car, right? So it's Mom and Dad and Emmett. So this is before Bruce, and we jump in the car, we drive 2 hours to look at this window, and it's like, yeah.
And the other one, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we got the windows. And the guy gave us doors.
Yeah, for free. That was cool.
And we needed doors.
Yeah.
And the doors were the right size?
They were the perfect size because we were looking for doors, but they were all too wide and too tall. And, how was that? That was excellent, that. So we get the window that we went to see, and he said, oh, I don't know, if you want them, you can have them. I was just like, excellent.
Yeah. So probably for the price of one of the windows, we got one of the windows we brought back, the other one we had shipped down because we couldn't fit it in the car. It's amazing what we fit in this car. And we brought the doors too, right? Yeah,
yes.
We brought the doors.
Yes.
And so we got the doors free. It paid for the trip got us a window free, whatever. But it's really cool whenever you get out of your way. There's a phrase. People say all the time, get out of your way.
Mm.
And what I'm going to say is, do the journey. We knew when we were looking at the windows and the doors, do you remember going to your belly? You did.
No, I don't remember.
So we walk up. You got to imagine this. There's this guy, lovely guy, bearded fella. Yeah. Just, he sort of looks like a mountain guy from West Virginia. And we rock up to his house. And so the head goes, the window looks pretty good. How much is it? You know, what were you asking for? That kind of thing, right? There's the doors. All right. Another window. All right. So the head's going, yes, no, good, bad. That would work. You sit back and the heart shows up. You know what? Those are pretty darn nice. Just look at that. They'll clean up good. Then there's a conversation, and the guy says something like, oh, what you want to do to clean these, right? We mentioned that we're going to do one thing. And he goes, no, no, don't do that. It'll pop all the glass out and ruin everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, do this instead. And so this guy gives us literally, probably saved us $1,000 worth of heartache. And meanwhile, at some point, we find the belly. And the belly says, this is it. And as a bonus, you get two doors.
Yeah.
So we got two doors as a bonus. We got the technology told us what to buy to strip them. That would make it a lot easier. That would make it so that the glass wouldn't be popped out by an acid bath kind of thing.
I do remember one thing, and it could have been when we were looking at the windows, and then I remember going up to particularly this one that we're saying looks a bit like French doors, and opening the little catch and the window slides out because it's like an old casement window. But I loved, it's got little old catches and an old casement stay. And it was like, that for me was the moment of, yep, they're perfect, it's perfect. So I don't know if that's also when I went down, like was down in the belly, just imagining and feeling it.
What I see in you, right? So I remember when the first grandchild was wee little, and she would touch things.
Yeah.
And she would touch things and go, ooh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
Right? Hopefully, in the course of these recordings, we're killing bumper stickers. And when I say bumper stickers, I mean things like Bee's Little Children. That's nice. We mentioned one a few minutes ago. What was it? Get out of your own way.
Oh, yes.
Right? These are things that are true, but they're not functional for most people. So when I think of every little grandkid that I've had, every niece, every nephew, one of the things that pops in is the delightfulness of their belly. Every one of them.
Mm.
I'm finding no exceptions. I'm scanning just kids in general. What appears to really draw us to kids is the belly.
Hmm.
And when you talk about touching the latch, there's the moment, there's the ignition from the belly. There's the trip where you've gone from head to heart. Yeah, that'd look nice. Boy, that'd be pretty good. Yeah, nice. Oh, yeah, they're really sweet. And the belly knows.
Yeah.
The belly has this innocent knowing. This belly has this opening. And if we look at little kids, if we look at little children, they make this 18-inch journey from the head. Why? Why is it this way? Why? Let's go to the park. Yay! Oh.
Yeah.
And down in the belly they go. And then they pop back home. Hey, why? Right, there's the 2-year-old version of the 18-inch journey.
Yeah.
Or adventure. So I want you to notice these things. It's a lovely... I mean, think about it, right? We go on a road trip. We got a puppy. We stop and he barks at things. And we were playing with, what was it, Instagram, Snapchat? We were playing with one of those.
Oh, yeah, we were.
Going up. So we're shooting like every hour or so. We're shooting little
Snapchat
videos.
It was
good fun.
Yeah.
And then, we do this and we come home. But it's literally, we're like kids on a holiday. And there's that 18-inch adventure. Think about how on fire kids are. As well, because we've got this energy crisis. By the way, we're going to continue this. I'm just going to lop the first 15 minutes off and put it up as a free thing. We're going to continue for about another 30 here. But I want to end this with just a little thought of we've got this energy crisis, and the energy crisis is not dependent upon resources out there. There is no out there. There is a reason why there's an energy crisis and why kids don't have an energy crisis. And that's where I want to go next with this, to start, again, wrapping things up in a different way. So I hope you're enjoying Manifesting to the Max. if you've got the full set of recordings, you'll just notice this will continue on. If you're on the sampler, here we are.